Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott. And this podcast is brought to you by
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons. Make sure to tune in on September 11th.
We are talking about the episode Radio Bart with a special guest you may recognize.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright.
And actually, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
We're so excited.
Oh, this is so good.
This was one of our favorite episodes we've ever done.
Mark your calendars. I don't know. You're probably already downloading it. What is this life?
September 11th, we are joined by, you already heard her, Nancy Cartwright. We're so excited. Please tune in.
All right. Bye. Feral Audio.
Slumber party.
You bet.
With guess who? With Allie and Georgia.
Oh, that's right. So what's the deal?
I'm Georgia.
Right. And I'm
Allie.
Got it. Okay.
Georgia, did you learn anything this week?
I did.
What'd you learn?
I learned that there is a show on Netflix. It was originally on the BBC, but it got canceled after 3 episodes, which is insane because it's my new favorite show, even though there's only 3 episodes.
So on Netflix, it's like, here, have this show, but you only get 3 episodes?
Yes.
That's kind of sucks. It's giving someone like half a sandwich.
And if it's good enough to get onto Netflix, then why did they cancel in the first place? And it doesn't suck because it's amazing. It's called Filthy Cities. And it's this cute British dude as the host, and he shows you like how disgusting like industrial New York was and ancient Rome, and like talk about how sanitation developed.
No.
And it's fascinating. It's so, I love it.
We were just talking about this on the podcast. What happened in like the Crusades when someone had to shit?
Right. Well, it turns out they all did it in the street.
No.
And the show will tell you about it.
What was the life expectancy like 9 or something? Like, when did you just die from filth?
Very young. And then just like the tenements, the places they lived. I'm fascinated with turn of the century New York.
So did they cancel it because people were just too skeeved?
I don't know if anyone's interested in that besides from weird people.
Maybe. You know what? Who cares about shows about doomsday preppers?
Right?
Who's caring about these shows?
Oh my God, they're going to be the first to go.
Not to mention, like, every show on TLC and other networks are like, here's a hillbilly. Who's a conservative?
Yeah.
Who's also.
And here's one trying to teach
abusive.
You guys something, and you're like, canceled it.
Yeah, let's bring back our filth.
Bring back Filthy Cities.
What brand of cute is he? Is he salt and pepper old cute, or is
no,
he young?
He's like young husband. Like, new. His wife's probably super hot cute.
Got it.
What'd you learn?
I learned something that is Disneyland related.
Okay.
Because I went to Disneyland this week.
Okay.
Details to be continued.
Okay.
And also, if people like Disneyland facts, we had another episode with the oatmeal like a year ago where we talked a lot about Disney facts. But have you heard of Disney bounding?
No.
Neither had I.
Okay.
So this is when, okay, let's say you really like Disneyland. You want to go to Disneyland, but you're a grown up. So if you wear like a big ball gown that looks like Cinderella or Belle or something, people can be like, do you work here? Are you? And you're like, no, I'm just a weirdo. So you're not allowed to dress up as characters in the park if you're a grown up because it's creepy.
Okay.
And you could be like, yeah, I'm Mickey Mouse. Come behind this bush with me.
Sure.
So they're like, don't do that. However, in order to cosplay as characters, people will wear the colors of characters. So if you want to cosplay as Ariel, you would wear like a purple shirt and a turquoise skirt.
Okay.
Just from anywhere.
But you can't look like Ariel.
You can't look like it, but the other Disney people will know that you're Disney bounding. You'll wear like, if you want to dress as like Goofy, you'd wear like brown pants and a yellow shirt.
And do they like that you're doing that or do they hate you?
I don't think Disney gives a fuck.
Okay.
But I think the other people are like, oh, sweet, you're bounding. But untrained eye, you would think homeboy's wearing like purple pants. You wouldn't realize that he's like Fantasia or something.
You know what cosplay means? Stands for?
Costume play?
Yeah, I didn't know that until recently. Hey,
let's ask our guest.
I'm so excited. I can't believe you're in our teepee. We're in the teepee.
I know.
I'm so excited to be in this teepee.
This is so
great. I'm so excited. We've been trying to get you on forever.
Yeah.
Our guest today is a pop star. She's like a certified, like, records all over her walls rock star.
Yeah.
Pop star, songwriter, performer, Bonnie McKee.
Hey.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hi.
Thanks, I went to Disneyland with you. Thanks for letting me come to Disneyland.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I did not know what cosplay was short for either.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that.
Which I knew what it was, obviously, but I didn't really know what it stood for. I didn't know. So I just learned that. So that's cool.
That's perfect.
Hoping, I was hoping it was something more Japanese than just costume play.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what? If there was a Z in there, it'd be good.
Cause.
What did you learn this week?
This week?
Or whenever. I mean.
Oh, maybe. I thought it was this year.
Let's say this year.
Let's do this year.
This year?
Yeah.
I learned how to do a headstand twerk.
Yeah, we know. Because we saw it, and it was Allie. Tell her what you texted me.
I forget what I even said.
She texted me. So your new video came out today.
Yes.
It's called Bombasket.
It's called Bombasket. Right. Allie texted it to me, and she said, at 3:15, life goals.
Oh, yeah.
And it's you doing that. And it's unbelievable.
Yeah, go to Bonnie McKee's Vivo on YouTube and look at Bombastic and just hang tight until 3:14 because shit gets so real.
How did you learn how to do that?
Well, you know, I've always been really into yoga. And so I learned how to do a headstand after like a long time of trying that.
I can't fucking do that.
And then I was, when we were doing the choreography for the video, I was like, I need to do something crazy. I want to do some gymnastics or have people do backflips or like something crazy. And I was like, what can I do? Like my best trick is just like a headstand. And I was like, but I can also twerk. Like I've always had that ability for some strange reason. As a white girl, I don't know what happened along the way. But, and I was like, well, can I twerk in a headstand? And
you invented it?
I hadn't seen anybody else do it. I've seen the whole like express yourself Diplo thing, mm-hmm. where you like have your feet up against the wall and do a twerk,
right?
But I hadn't seen like, you know, a wall-less handstand twerk.
It's like a yoga twerk. You've got to have a name for it.
Yeah, yoga,
I know,
twerk.
A head twerk. It's like if cosplay is costume play and your headstand twerk is like a heads twerk.
There's got to be. You should. What is it? You should.
You need a portmanteau.
You
hashtag.
Need to. What's it called when you say that it's yours and it's only yours?
Trademark it?
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you need to coin that phrase hardcore.
Yeah, I do.
ASAP.
I do.
You need to legally pee on it.
Yeah, you do need to urinate on a word to make it yours. And your choreographer is our friend Catherine Burns, who's
That's
on
right.
another episode.
Yes.
But she told me that you were doing a headstand twerk with like tights on and it wasn't quite working.
Oh my God. What happened was, so I had been rehearsing just like with, you know, just freeballing or whatever, like no tights, just like letting my cellulite go and just like letting it all hang out.
You don't have cellulite, by the way.
Well, I do. Trust me. I was just staring at the video for 17 hours yesterday. But so when we got on set, I was wearing tights because we thought it would be more appropriate because my ass is completely fucking hanging out the entire thing.
I am so the front. The crotch is so, like, I'd just be so scared. I was,
well, that's why, yeah, it's super high cut. That's why I had to wear the tights because I was like, someone's going to see my puss. Like, you're going to see my ovaries. This is graphic.
Thank you for saying what I was thinking.
Yeah. So I had to wear the tights. So then I get into my upside down head twerk moment and my ass doesn't jiggle because it's like Spanx, basically.
Yeah, right.
And I couldn't keep my balance because I needed the fat to flop in order to keep my balance upside down. So, like, I had to reshoot it. I ended up having to reshoot it another day and take off the tights and let it flop.
Oh, my God. You know? That's amazing.
And did you, for this video, Bombastic, didn't you have the leotards made?
I did.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, too.
Because they're the kind of high cut that, like, doesn't exist anymore. It's like almost a G-string in the front and the back.
Exactly. It's like, it's so ridiculous. Yeah. So I pulled a bunch of references online, which was so much fun going through old pictures of crazy jazzercise and aerobicize stuff.
I want to see that inspiration board.
It's really funny. It's in my phone. I'll show it to you. And I called my friend Jim Tanner, who's an amazing costume designer, and he sews on set and brings his sewing machine right there and just whips it up for you. He's really super talented.
I love him.
And we were looking at pictures and I was just like, people actually wore this with a straight face. They're like, no, I am exercising. Like, what the hell does having a thong in the front have to do with getting in shape? Like, I don't understand.
A frontal thong.
It's such a front thong.
Bring back the front thong.
It's like front floss.
But I remember like people's moms like getting like dolled up to go to the gym. And I'm like, are there like hunky dudes there? Like, what's happening that moms were?
Do you guys think jazzercise will ever come back?
I hope so. I hope this video brings it back.
What is is it jazzercise just aerobics?
Pretty much.
I think it's aerobics, but with more eyeshadow.
And eyeshadow.
They, for some reason in my high school, one of the PE options was aerobics. And my teacher was like one of those women, but she was like aging a little bit. Mm-hmm. But she wore like the big socks and the leotard and shit. Mm-hmm. She was fucking badass, Miss Stason.
How was her bod?
her body was kicking.
Really?
Oh my God. She was
she, how old was she? Was she like 28? But you're like, she was an old lady.
You were like, you're like aging.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. She was like 30. No, she had to be getting later in her 40s.
Okay.
But she looked great and she was so cool.
You know, we had a Terry Hogan was our PE teacher.
Terry
she was
Hogan.
Very leathery. And she made us do aerobics, but she would do it to that Billy Joel song, We Didn't Start the Fire, which is just a cascade of atrocities. Like, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was like almost rap. He talks about like floods and fires, but we would have to do moves to it. And yeah. I remember I would always be like, how can I fake leprosy today? Like, how can I not be? Leprosy.
Did you see there's a movie called... It's not called Heartbeat, but it's a movie that reminds me of your video so much from the 80s. That's like a cassette video.
Yeah, you watched it once. You were trying to explain it to me, and I was like, are you sure you just weren't on acid? What the fuck
I'll
was
think
this?
Of it. I can't remember the names. So let's do a slumber party question.
Yeah,
but should we lead with... Because when we asked you just a minute ago if you had ghost stories, your answer was like exciting.
Like you had like a lot of them.
It was like, yeah, that's my...
I think we should go with ghost stories.
So do you want to start with ghost stories?
Yeah, let's start with ghost stories.
Tell us like...
You can tell us how you learned to sing and write highly successful pop songs later, but
we'll
start
deal with
ghosts.
That later. We'll deal with that later. Well, God, I don't know which one to tell.
Is your house... You have an awesome house.
Thank you.
Is it haunted?
I don't think so.
Okay.
My house has really good vibes. I've never had anything weird, except that, well, I may have like picked up an entity in San Diego.
No. And because you can bring, it's like a house might not be haunted. It just
but,
might
yeah,
be
I
you.
Yeah, I think that I might be haunted. Yeah.
Wow.
I definitely attract things like this.
I feel like if you have a San Diego ghost, it's definitely wearing flip-flops. And like a poop and necklace.
Yeah, the worst kind of ghost yeah, possible.
Like a goatee. Like, ew, a ghost tee.
Tribal tattoos.
Yeah, why are there sunglasses on the back of his head? He doesn't even need them. He's dead. Tell us. Let's see.
Yeah, so wait, who's the entity from San Diego?
Well, that's like a whole other thing. I don't really know if I consider that a ghost as much as like a weird entity that I got. I went to a weird retreat that was supposed to be like relaxing, and then I got Reiki healing done, right? But then it turned into more of like an exorcism almost.
Oh my God.
Where like I went completely cold. I couldn't breathe. I was like shaking and like convulsing, and the lady just like kept going and like wasn't even touching me really. And then when I sat up, I saw something like a black shadow like swooping around the room. And I was like, what the hell? And I sat up afterwards and was like, what the fuck was that? And she was like, you have to ignore them. You can't give them power.
No.
I was
no.
like, them. And she was like, the demons. I was like, what the fuck?
No.
I was like, so you saw this and you know that this is, I was like hysterical. So.
Did she see the shadow?
I mean, because I was like, I feel like there's something here. And she was like, just don't give it power. Don't give it power.
Also, I want like, to note that when you said Reiki healing, you did air quotes. Reiki healing, for those who don't know, is like where someone passes their hands over you and they get some energy stuff.
Yeah, they like rearrange your energy.
Have you done it before?
Shit. No, okay. That was the first and last time I will be doing that.
Clearly.
So that was weird. And then, so I call it my dark passenger.
No. Oh, that's your new album name. Yeah. Oh my God, I love it.
And I saw it, I've seen it twice more. Well, I saw it once in my house where it was like standing in my doorway in the middle of the night and like woke me up and I was like, what the fuck? And I just am so afraid of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. Like it's never done anything like menacing necessarily, but it's definitely darker than some other ghosts that I've encountered.
Oh my God. Side note, that's the first time I've ever said to someone, that's going to be your album name. And it actually could be their album name in the future. Tell us, like, when you were a kid, did you live in a haunted place or did you see ghosts?
No, the first ghost I ever saw, I was in San Antonio and I was on tour with my choir.
That sounds like a haunted place. For
oh yeah.
Sure.
Oh, it's way, the South, wicked. By the way, just anywhere in the South is haunted
oh
as fuck.
God.
Cause everything's older, you know?
Yeah. And blood soaked.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. Ugh. Especially San Antonio. So I was staying with my choir in this shitty hotel, and we were staying next door to what looked to be like an old whorehouse, basically. Like there were
fun.
People like coming and going. They were really shady. And like when we folded out the couch bed, there was like a syringe
no!
and like broken glass. We
no!
were like, okay,
shit.
We're all like 14. Like, okay, this is bad.
That's the worst yeah. thing you can find
yeah.
in one of those.
Terrible. So then everybody went off to like Jazz Fest or whatever. And I was like too cool for school. So I stayed behind and was like watching The X-Files or something because I love David Duchovny. And so there was no lights on in the room except for the TV. So it was just like the flashing TV light, right? And there was like French doors into the bedroom of the hotel bed. And I saw something out of the corner of my eye and I looked over and it was like a young, pretty girl on all fours looking up at me.
No.
Oh my God, from
in
where?
In the doorway.
In the doorway?
On the floor. And she just like looked up at me and it was like a few flashes of the TV and then it was gone.
No.
And I was like, did I see that? Did I really just, because I didn't make it up. And I freaked out. And then, but the only way I could get out of the room was through the spot where she was.
No.
So I jumped over the spot. It took me like 10 minutes of like freaking out in bed. And then I jumped over the spot and like went and like found one of the chaperones and was like,
you know, my biggest fear is for that to happen. Then I'm nowhere near a light source. Like I can't go turn a light on.
God.
Do you think that ghosts disappear when the light comes on?
I feel like light is feels safer, right?
Yeah, right. It does. Although it won't protect you. I'll tell you why.
Why? Why?
Because
why?
My third ghost story.
Oh my God.
I was in Atlanta on tour and I was staying in a hotel. I guess it was the hotel where they filmed Gone with the Wind or something.
Oh wow.
Super old. And I got a creepy feeling as soon as I walked in the door of the hotel room. There was like a walk-in closet to the left and it had accordion doors because there's a washer dryer, right? So I noticed one of the accordion doors was open and I was like, that's weird. The maid didn't close it, whatever. So I'm like getting ready in the morning to go play a radio show. I'm warming up. I have my headphones on. I hear a knock on the door. I get up, open the door. There's nobody there. I'm like, well, I heard it through my headphones. So I know that I heard mm-hmm. it. I was like, okay, that's weird. I started to feel creepy crawly. And then I sit down in the bed and I hear a loud bam.
No, stop it. You just scared the shit out of me.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I get up and I look around. I look in the closet. And the accordion door that had been open had slammed shut hard that it opened the other one.
What?
Like, this is not like, oh, the wind blew it. This is like inside of a closet. And it slammed shut so hard that the other door opened. And I was like, okay, I'm leaving. So I go downstairs. I go to the front desk and like, I need a new room. I can't stay in this room. And they're like, oh, they usually don't start acting up till after 6.
No.
Oh,
I
no.
I was like, oh, great. Cool. So you knew that I was just like on the haunted floor. Awesome.
No.
So then I forced my assistant to come in and help me pack because I was like, I'm not going back alone. She was like, you're crazy. It's fine. This is like broad daylight, by the way.
Yeah.
She comes back. We're packing. She's like, see, everything's fine. And then we hear a loud rap. And we go in the bathroom and the shower curtain had ripped itself open.
What?
And she was like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here.
No.
Done.
No.
And we left. Yeah. I left that one behind.
Did you, didn't you have another experience in a different room?
No, luckily I was only there for one more night and I stayed with my assistant because I was so afraid.
That's crazy.
Did you ever ask them at the front desk when you were checking the fuck out, like what happened here?
I don't think I did. I think we were just like on tour and didn't have time, but yeah.
Oh my
real.
God. That's so scary.
That's awful. Yeah. I'm always afraid of moving because I'm always afraid that an apartment's going to have a ghost or black mold. I'm like, how do you know until you sign a lease?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, this is a pretty old building. Have you ever seen or heard anything here?
Oh, every single person that steps foot in this building is like, oh yeah, this place is haunted, right?
Yeah, I mean, but it must
almost,
be, right?
I almost didn't move in because I knew the guy that lived next door. He had lived here years before. And I said, hey, how was that building? I think I might move into an apartment there. And he said, oh, it's great. It's super haunted though. Like he had glasses shatter in front of him.
Oh,
but I think he was haunted.
He tends to see a lot of ghosts wherever he goes. But yeah, he was, and he lived in the apartment directly next to me. And he had like an auto harp that would play itself, which is not
an auto harp.
I know. But yeah, so in this building. So when I first moved in here, I was super scared. I burned so much sage.
Have you ever seen anything? Or heard anything?
I haven't. The only thing that's weird is I think once the door locked itself and another time, right when I moved in, I was looking for something and I had it when I moved in, misplaced it, couldn't find it, and then I found it at the bottom of a sealed box.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It was a sleep mask. It was kind of weird.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, I was like, how'd that get in there? Oh, I'm not going to think about it.
How come I haven't had one experience? Like, I had a bunch
experience
when I was a kid and then since then, nothing.
I don't know. Maybe...
It's because I want it.
That's because you. That's this is why you have insomnia. Maybe it's just the dark passengers.
Well, they're being absolute dicks. What if my cats were ghosts this whole time?
I have postulated that because cats behave just like ghosts. They're active at night.
Yeah.
They're mischievous. They
come out of nowhere.
At you. They can come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Ghosts do poops sometimes in a box. What if you had a ghost that just left little turds?
No. Worst ghost.
Wouldn't that be so embarrassing?
Yes.
So how many times have you been on? You must have toured the whole
goddamn world, right?
My first tour was with my choir, so I don't know if that really counts, but we toured all over Europe and we got to sing for the Pope, the Vatican, and did all that.
You guys
kind
must
of stuff.
Have been really good.
Which we were pope a competitive
was
choir.
Was it the Nazi Pope?
I don't know. I don't. This was in the 90s, so whenever that was. I don't really keep up to date with the Pope.
We
situation.
Had a Nazi Pope for a little bit, and then then something happened, and they're like, "Never mind, we're getting a new Pope." And
then
that Pope just went away.
We gotta get our
Popes quit. Isn't that weird?
No,
Popes don't quit. They wait till you die. But Popes this one's crazy. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna peace out.
Wow,
he was also, that's crazy.
I don't know if he's actually a Nazi. I think he was affiliated with the Nazi Party.
Right.
Feel free to fact check us, listeners.
We're gonna get so much hate mail. Nazis. He was not one of us.
How dare you
insinuate?
Speaking of the Pope, let's do internet crush.
Okay.
Do you have an? Is there anyone on the internet that you follow that you like checking in with, even if it's like a dog?
It doesn't have to be a crush,
or like a.
Oh, well, actually, you know, of course, I'm really into Marnie the dog.
Yes,
we all love Marnie the dog,
yes.
And Marnie actually came to my party.
Allie brought
the
her.
Night.
I invited her.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
you invited Marnie the dog to my party.
Yes,
you're responsible for this.
I'm responsible. It was Catherine again, choreographer Catherine Burns' birthday, and Marnie and her owner Shirley were in town.
Shirley's
and
an she was like, awesome hey. Person.
Shirley's she great. She's like, great. Hey, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, come to Bonnie McKee's house. And she didn't realize that you were that Bonnie McKee. And she was like, later, she was like, holy shit, I didn't realize that we were at
really?
Her house. Yeah, she was like, saw all your, because you have like gold and platinum records everywhere. Yeah. How many platinum and goldie records have you won for things?
I don't know. I think I just read a bio that they made me read today and it said like 40 million sold or something.
Holy shit. But yeah, Marnie was there.
Very excited.
Marnie was there. I feel like Marnie the dog today because I didn't sleep for 48 hours.
Oh.
And then last night I got a little bit of sleep and woke up this morning to like a fire drill because the single came out today. So had all this stuff that I didn't finish because I was partying with you guys last night.
I want to talk about your parties real quick because you have ragers.
I do.
They're an amazing thing to get invited to.
That's true.
But someone was saying like you get shit stolen from your house when you just invite people over.
I used to, but I've kind of changed. You know, I have a little bit more of grown-up parties than they used to be. They still feel like just the parents are out of town and everyone's wiling out.
Totally.
But I started having security and like making lists and stuff, and then people kind of behave themselves a little bit more.
That's smart.
But you know, I had one legendary party like 4 years ago, Halloween party, and I still will run into people, meet strangers, and they'll be like, "I think I was at your house."
Oh my god!
Yep, everyone, you and your grandma and everyone else. But yeah, I had like 3 laptops stolen and my iPhone was stolen.
Holy shit!
Actually, you know what? The Bling Ring showed up at one of my parties.
No.
And she stole my fucking iPhone. No. She stole my iPhone.
That's insane.
I know. I kicked her out because she was like, her friend was really drunk and they just kept taking off their shirts and making out just for attention. But they were both wearing bright red lipstick because it was 4th of July and they were covered. They looked like clowns.
No.
They were like 17. I'm like, get out of my house. Just get the fuck out of here.
God.
The Bling Ring.
The Bling Ring. I bet they can't get jobs.
They had a show for 5 seconds.
They did.
I remember. I saw one of them at the news station when I was working at a news station, and she was wearing very high-waisted, tight, skinny jeans, but they were peach-colored, so they're the same color as her body.
Right.
So I walked into the room and had a really confusing trying to figure out if it was her body or not.
Hey, have you guys ever stolen anything?
Yeah.
Really?
Did you ever go? Did you go through the youth kleptomaniac phase?
Oh yeah, big
me too.
Big yeah, you were born in Vallejo, correct?
I was born in Vacaville.
Vacaville.
Okay, that's northern. So that's Central California.
Yeah,
right. Right.
Northern California.
And you moved down to LA
when I was 16.
So crazy.
Yeah.
What was your? I want to talk about kleptomania.
Yeah.
Are you into this? What was your store of choice? Because I had my like routine.
Urban Outfitters.
Ooh, that's hard.
Yeah, I like a challenge.
Yeah.
But also my ex-boyfriend in high school and I used to. Oh, this is terrible, and I'm gonna pay for it one day. But we would steal people's credit cards.
And
then go and like I would if it was a guy then he would do it, if it was a girl then I would do it, and I would memorize the signature on the back and then we would go on shopping sprees. But we figured we're just sticking it to the man because really the insurance is going to cover it. It's not like it's actually their money, like they're going to be like fraud and then they won't have to pay
for
it.
That is wild.
So then we didn't feel so bad. We would go to like Warehouse Music and like buy a bunch of CDs.
Oh my god, I love it.
And back then, I mean, even now it seems like a signature is the dumbest way to verify.
Like, that's going to do anything.
Like, seriously. How does that help? anyone.
It doesn't.
I had this jean jacket that was two sizes too big on me, and it had these like long inside pockets, and I was a skinny little thing, so I'd take something in my hand and then pull my arm up the jacket, inside the jacket, and drop it into the pocket inside, and no one could see.
Oh my God,
nice.
That's
terrifying.
I know. Don't steal. It's awful. And like the minute I became a like knowledgeable adult, I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
You know what I did just for kicks once?
Yeah.
I went into like a Macy's or a Nordstrom or something in the home department, and I saw these three colorful big plastic bowls that were like popcorn bowls, you know? I was like, oh, these are so cute. It was a set of three. And I picked them up, like huge ones. Mm-hmm. And then I just walked out, and the security guard opened the door for me.
Oh, no.
Because he figured, like, it's just so obvious.
Yeah.
Like, who would do that?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that you wore them as a helmet.
I was thinking the same thing.
Strolled out.
Did you ever get caught? I got caught.
I never got caught. You got caught? Oh, my God.
I got caught when I was, like, 12 or 13.
Georgia.
At a Charlotte Russe, stealing some shitty...
Charlotte Russe?
Yeah. Earrings.
Isn't that plus size?
Or no.
Oh, that's Lane Bryant.
Yeah, this is like Wet Seal, kind of.
Oh,
but it's
right.
Like slutty Wet Seal. Oh, so I stole them, and this woman who was like a secret shopper came after me, and she was super pregnant. And they took me in the like back office, and the woman said to her, aren't you excited to have one of these someday? Like about having kids.
Oh my God.
Remember that. And I wouldn't let her call my mom because my mom was like terrifying. So she called my dad, and my dad came and got me.
What if it turns out that those were popcorn bowls and she wanted to go into business with you?
She was just stealing them.
Underneath her pregnant popcorn bowls. She had like bracelets. So was she like, oh, you're 12 or 13 and a ne'er-do-well. You're going to have one of these any second.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a horrible threat.
No, no, no. The other girl said, aren't you excited to have a kid?
Oh, to her. Yeah. She was like, I'm selling this thing.
Yes, yes. She's like, don't bother with this.
Do you guys want to know my one shoplifting story?
Yes.
I stole one thing once. Here's the thing. My sister was the troublemaker, so me and my other sister were just like, we had to see my sister like ride the bus because she got her license revoked. So we were like, oh, we're good kids because that, you just a real hassle to
good
you,
for her
get caught.
For teaching you guys a lesson.
Yeah, she threw herself on the fire for us. But so I have shoplifted one time, and it was in my mid-20s. And it was in Los Angeles, and it was at the Rite Aid on Western and Franklin.
No,
And I was late for a shoot, and I was hypoglycemic and very hungry, and I went to go get a Clif Bar, and the line was like 18 people deep, and one person who was like really taking her time at the register, and I was so fed up and hungry that I pocketed it and walked out.
Wow.
What if you gotten caught for that?
I'd be so pissed because I'm like, I'm hypoglycemic. I stole a Clif Bar. And in hindsight, what was I doing eating a Clif Bar anyway? They're all sugar.
I know, right?
But part of me has been like, should I go back one day and just put a Clif Bar on the job?
I have a jar of spices where I did the same thing. I was like, in the middle of making this recipe, I needed this fucking thing.
Oh, no.
The line was so long. Like my oven was on. And I just fucking walked out with it, and I still have it. And every time I see it, I feel so guilty. It's like 10 years old. I shouldn't be using this fucking...
What kind of spices are they?
It's Herbes de Provence.
Mm. Oh, that's hilarious.
I've used it like twice, and I fucking hate... I look at it and want to cry.
Oh,
God. Let's ask another slumber party question.
Let's do another... Okay. This transitions well into Midnight Snack, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is George's favorite game. Okay, it's midnight. Okay. There's no one in your house. Mm-hmm. All the ragers have gone home.
Yeah.
Bling Ring's not there. Mm-hmm. You can have a midnight snack. No one's judging you.
Right.
What is it?
It's like your comfort thing. Like your favorite show's about to start. David Duchovny, like marathon is about to start.
Does he have a big peen?
I think he does, right?
Does he have a big peen?
I don't know. I'd like to find out.
He's a sex addict, right?
Tell me.
I think so. I don't think you're a sex addict if you've got like a shitty ween. Because you don't want to expose that to more and more people.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting rejected at your leg?
Shitty ween.
Like, hey, you want this? And a bunch of girls
That's
are
Allie's
like,
album
no.
name.
Shitty ween. It's covers of ween songs.
Oh my God.
Like really on the ukulele.
In a tiny voice.
Tiny sad
boy. Oh my God.
I bet he's got it because I think that you get addicted to people going, whoa, that's a good
game. Yeah, you want to show it off to the world.
You don't get addicted to sad rejections.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm guessing, that's not your midnight snack.
David Duchovny.
His shitty ween. Nobody wants
that. That's a feast.
No, you know what? I have this thing. It's really fun being a grown up because you get to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yes.
And nobody tells you what to do or who to be. And when I was a little kid, I went to summer camp, and I remember they would give us one s'more. They'd give us one graham cracker, one tiny piece of chocolate, one marshmallow.
Like
and I would eat it and be like, this is not enough for me. Like, what the fuck? Why? What a tease. This is terrible.
Right.
And so now, as a grown up, I all the time will just buy all this more stuff and just like eat like 15 of them and just have them for breakfast.
What do you toast the marshmallow over?
Just over the stove.
Oh my God. I was like, well, when I have a bonfire one day, I'll do that too. But like, you could just stand over the fucking stove.
That's what I do. Yeah.
I love to think of you in like 5-inch Louis Vuittons in your house.
In your underwear.
Beautiful just house. Like, just toasting.
It's real.
S'mores.
It's real. And people have walked in on me doing it. And I'm no shame. Just like, I'm a grown up. I do what I want.
I feel like something is special about your life at the moment if you always have s'mores ingredients in your house.
Always have that. Mm-hmm. I sent you a picture.
Oh, yeah.
I was at a barbecue this weekend. You guys, this is another thing I learned. They make special marshmallows for s'mores that are bigger and flatter and square. What the fuck?
Wow.
So that the whole inside melts. Because you know when you have like a when you have a somewhat of a cylindrical one, you've got that core.
Yeah.
I feel like that takes out some of the skill, though.
Yeah.
And like, you know what I mean? Like, I know I'm not supposed to like this, but I love charred, cancer-y marshmallows. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So I mean, cancer. From my gas stove.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to just light my marshmallows on fire
and
just let them burn.
I still do that. That's my technique.
I see. I think that there are two camps.
Yeah.
I think that there's, like, I love a charred one.
Get it? Camps?
Yeah.
Because we're camping?
I get it.
That's why you said
also,
that.
Also, you said bonfire. And because I always thought about Bonnie.
You know what else? Oh, right. You know what else is good? What? Put peanut butter on it.
Oh, we've done that.
Have you ever done that?
It's the best.
Yeah, it's the best.
I just recently discovered it.
It's so good
for breakfast.
Jelly's good too, or not jelly jam
for breakfast. yes. A little cayenne pepper on a chocolate is a good spice.
Oh yeah,
spice it up.
Mm-hmm. I love sweet and salty. That's my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, I wonder what else you could do with that.
Last night I ate some of my. This is gonna sound wrong. I was gonna say, I ate some of my ass cake.
I bet you did.
With a Dorito.
Oh my God! Like as a fork.
Yeah.
Oh. So Bonnie had a Memorial Day party and a celebration of Bombastic coming out, and her amazing assistant Alex and some other people went in on a cake. It was her butt.
It was two big old ass cheeks.
Oh my God.
With a leopard thong.
I love
and
it.
And so, everyone was eating my ass all night.
All night. I had a piece of rest.
The jokes would never get old, I feel like. Like, every time someone said it, you're like, someone already said that. It's fucking hilarious.
Yes. It was a good cake. Your ass had a fudge middle, but it was really
no.
good. It's true, but it was
oh
great.
Oh, my God.
It was really good.
That's the best part.
Speaking of parties, let's do... It was my birthday. So, we do this segment called It Was My Birthday. And it comes from people's entitlement on their birthdays because,
right.
Like a restaurant better seat 18 of you and like split the check like 18 different ways.
Yeah.
Have you had a really good birthday, a really shitty birthday?
Or
what'd you do your last birthday?
My last birthday, I went to Palm Springs. It was really chill. But I did have a year where I think it was my 25th birthday. And I was like, I'm going all out. I'm going to do something this time. And so I forced my friends to go to Big Bear with me. But it was the biggest blizzard they'd had since the 80s. So, like, literally, we're on the side of the road trying to get chains on the tires. They're, like, not even sure if they're going to let us up the mountain. I'm, like, in 6-inch heels on all fours, like, in the ice, like, trying.
You're the ghost.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah,
oh my
that was
God.
Me. That was my future self in a blizzard. And we get up to the house, and it's completely snowed in. I'm talking, like, snow to the roof.
Holy
like, we
shit.
Get there, and I'm like, is this a house? Is this it? And I called the people, and I was like, hey, we need a plow, like... We can't even get into the house that you got us. And they were like, well, there's a shovel inside.
What?
I was like, really, bruh?
You couldn't
because
even
I
get
can't
in?
Fucking, yeah. So I had to swim through this. I just jumped into it.
Oh, my God.
And I just, like, swam through it. And then, and then we all got in the hot tub and took mushrooms and got weird.
Wait, really when's fun. Your birthday? Is it January?
January 20th, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You're always going to have a...
That's a tough birthday because you're...
It sucks. It's the worst because everyone's all partied out from the holidays.
Everyone's right. like, it's sober cold. Month. It's cold.
No yeah, yeah everyone's on a diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no one's... You know what is actually interesting is January 20th is...
Yeah.
January 20th or 21st is the most depressing day of the year. They've done studies because that's when...
Really?
Yes, because that's when all of the holiday cheer is gone, but it's still winter.
Isn't that like suicide day or something?
Yeah, and people
oh
get happy
Oh my God.
Yes,
sorry.
And
happy birthday.
That was my bad. We just ruined it.
It was my suicide.
Your mom is January 20th?
Oh my God, twins.
Look it up,
Suicide
Dustin.
Twins.
Look it up. It is a thing. And people get their credit card statements of like how much money they spent on Nintendo's. And
we should do
stickers.
We should do it.
It was my suicide.
Were you ever suicidal? No, that's
that
a terrible question.
Right. There was a period where I was like, if I could just press a button.
Suicide-ish.
Suicide-ish.
Suicide-ish, right?
Yeah, I get that way. Like, I've been
suicidal.
Yeah, I've been there.
That way of like, I don't care. I'm not going to hurt myself, but I also don't care what happens to me.
It's like if you could just vanish for a bit and no one was sad about it, I would be.
Mine was called my 20s.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine was called last year. No, I had a pretty dark 2013. Yeah. I think I'll have pulled out of it, though.
2014 was a terrible year.
For really?
Me. You're on
really
top rough. Of the goddamn world.
No, I had a really rough year. It was hard.
How'd you personally? Yoga?
Personally, yeah. And like, you know, I was coming off of American Girl, but we were trying to put out a second single, and like, I wasn't seeing eye to eye with a label, so things were falling apart there. And it was just kind of like, everything was so great in 2013 when American Girl came out. And then when it started to slow down, it was just like, it's scary, you know?
Yeah, and, I get that.
Yeah. And then but I was lucky enough to get out of my deal with Epic, which doesn't always happen. A lot of people, I was held hostage at Warner Brothers for 6 years in my first deal.
Holy shit.
And so I'm really grateful that I got to like part ways, and you know, they didn't want me, I didn't want them. It was all good.
It's scary when it feels like it's like, oh, was that it? Did I do it all already?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but I did get to go on a tour, which was so much fun, and like meeting all the fans and being with my band. I have an all-girl band. It's like a slumber party every night.
That is awesome.
Really, really fun.
An all-girl band.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, and they shred too. They kick ass.
And in the meanwhile, so you have your own solo career, mm-hmm. and then in the meanwhile, you're also like writing mm-hmm. and working on ton of other stuff.
Yeah.
Is it hard? I always wonder, because you've written songs that like everyone's heard a bazillion times and like mm-hmm. anthems, and is it hard for you to be like, oh, do I sell this one?
Yeah.
Or do I keep it?
Yeah.
How do you
give it away?
You help me out. Like Roar, Teenage Dream, like
California Girls.
California Girls.
Jesus. Dynamite
and some of Kesha's as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like how do you, it'd be like if you had a dope ass closet full of clothes and being like, who do I let borrow?
Yeah, I wonder
when do I wear this?
When American Girl came out, it was Katy Perry like, what the fuck? Why didn't she get that to me?
Yeah, I know.
No, she was very supportive. She's always been supportive. Yeah. But it's hard for me. And some of, like, especially Teenage Dream was really hard for me because that was like a concept I'd been holding on to for a long time. Mm. But at the time, I was completely broke. Like, my cell phone was turned off because I couldn't pay my bill.
Wow.
I didn't have hot water. I didn't have a car. I was fucked.
Oh.
So it was kind of one of those moments where it was like, you got to just give it up. You got to just let go. And, you know, I'm glad it was her, you know, and I think we're a good team, and she's like a perfect artist for me to put my songs on.
I heard it today, actually, in Sprint store.
Yeah,
every time it plays, do you get a little, is there like a little like ding, ding, ding?
Yeah, it never gets old.
Oh, fuck.
Or like if I'm in an Uber or a cab or whatever, I'm like, I wrote this. I wrote this song.
That's crazy. They're
usually like, what? And they don't understand that.
Do people not believe you?
I think people just don't really understand that like there are other people behind songs.
Totally.
I mean, I co-write with Katie. It's not like I just write the song and hand it to her. Like, she's a great songwriter in her own right. But
my second cousin wrote Pink Cadillac.
Whoa, really?
Whenever I hear it, I think of that.
Amazing.
I think he's rich.
I had one of my like third cousins played the saxophone in Huey Lewis and the News.
Yes, that's so cool.
And I never even met him, but I always like knew we were related and was like, I felt like a little like tangentially related to royalty.
Yeah, wow.
But is that? I don't even like. I have never been musical, and I
me neither.
I just don't like. I can't even wrap my brain around like where does a song even come from? Do you think of lyrics first? Do you think of a bass line? Like, what's it even?
Usually lyrics, yeah. I have a list in my phone of song titles, and so I'm just constantly writing down song titles. They're everywhere. If you're looking for them, they're everywhere. Just like you said, Dark Passenger, you know?
Yeah.
If you just are listening for things and
the same way with cocktail names, when we hear a cocktail name. What mm-hmm. would that be?
That's true. That is true.
Yeah,
how can we make that a drink? How do we start with the name of the drink and then go down from there? Are you always like in conversations? Like if you go to sushi, like the table next to you is talking, are you always picking things up?
Always, all the time. Yeah. Airports are a good place for that.
Are you serious? Yeah. What kind of airport stuff? So much crying in airports.
Yeah. Like there's always like you're going somewhere for a reason, you know?
Yeah.
So like you hear people talking about, I don't know, funerals or like going to someone else's wedding and like why you're upset or your ex got married or what. Mm-hmm. There's always like it's drama. There's always drama at the airport.
There's always drama in an airport.
Totally.
unless you're the dude in khakis with a Dell computer and a spreadsheet.
Oh my God, right. Dell computers.
I know.
But he has like the satchel that goes around his, it's like around, you know, what are they called?
Yep. Or like the cell phone holder on his belt.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. A too tight wedding ring and that look of like.
Too tight wedding ring says so much.
I know. Gotta go to Memphis
again. Broken hopes.
I know, it's so true.
Let's do one more slumber party question and then we can do fuck that.
Okay.
How do you pick one? Make it a good one, Allie. Allie, make it a good one.
I don't know. We have so. Okay, let's do Killing a Benjamin.
Okay.
I like this because you were wildly successful, so this game shouldn't apply to you, which is why it'll be more fun.
Okay.
But we play this game called Killing a Benjamin, so it's like if you had $100 to blow on something to not feel guilty, like just a dumb,
right now,
stupid thing.
At this very moment.
Which, again, you're highly successful.
She came in here in the baddest
in Louboutin.
And she let me try them on, and I had to hold the door the whole time, and they felt like a hug on my feet.
See, they're not bad. They're not that uncomfortable.
Your shoes cost more than my last car.
Aww. Yeah.
No, which is fine. It was a shitty car. But
and then I took my pants off because I was like, this is too formal.
All true. Yeah.
Bonnie took her pants off.
I really did. I feel a lot more at home with no pants on. I don't really believe in pants, generally speaking.
I don't. When I get, the minute I get home, I'm day close, or house close.
Yeah, no, the minute I get home, there's like a trail of clothing like leading to the pool. I'm just like, okay, I'm home.
So lucky. That pool is incredible.
Bonnie also has a costume room.
I do.
Oh my god!
I've never guest bedrooms, and there's a dresser full of headdresses
and wigs,
and then it's like, oh, the closets are full of like furry pants. It's
can I see it next time I come over?
Absolutely, we can play dress up.
It's so there are so many times that you've had a party in your house, and I'm like, what if I just slipped into a closet, just no one noticed. Why is Allie's car been out front for 4 days? I'm just eating s'mores in the back of a closet.
Wearing like a furry.
Wearing raver pants.
Yes.
So amazing. Okay, so Killing a Benjamin is...
You said it.
What would you do?
Just
I'll tell you what I would do. I would order caviar. I would get caviar,
That's good.
And I would not feel bad about it. Because I do it all the time anyway. Like, if it's on a menu, I'll usually order it. And I always feel like an asshole. But I just love it. It's just my favorite thing in the world.
I get it.
So if someone just handed me $100, I'd be like, caviar. Yeah, guilt-free.
What kind of caviar? Like the little beluga-y things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it the
sturgeon. I like sturgeon.
There's a new place in Santa Monica. Or maybe it's not new, but they have a lobster roll that has uni and caviar on it.
Oh, that's like three of my favorite things all in one thing. Wait, where is this?
I'll find it for you. I was like looking at Instagram porn of it recently. Yeah, it's uni, lobster roll, uni, caviar. And you can get caviar on anything. It's like this much dollar supplement to add caviar to anything.
Wait a minute. What if you put it on a s'more?
I mean, you could.
I would. Don't threaten me with a good time because I will experiment with that.
Allie, do you like caviar? I do like caviar, but some people don't.
I like it. I like when it comes to roe, smaller is better.
Yeah, uh-huh. I agree.
I'm not like a fan of the.
I do like the salmon roe, though. I like the salmon roe. Only in a Japanese setting.
Yeah, I don't like it on its own.
It's too bursty. I like to know what the burst index is. And I like it when they're little. You know what? Most of my preferences for caviar come from watching Overboard on cable. Do you remember that movie with Goldie Hawn?
Oh my God, yes.
She really liked caviar.
Do you remember the episode of this was a pivotal moment in my eating career when Punky Brewster ate an oyster, but it went down her shirt, the front of her shirt?
No.
Yeah, she like got adopted by these like rich people, and she tried to eat an oyster, and it went down the front of her shirt.
Was that before or after she developed?
Way before, because that would have been a fun game for everyone. And now I follow her on Instagram.
I saw her recently. She's tiny.
She's a mommy. Tiny. She's got all these adorable kids that look like Punky Brewster.
Yeah.
None of them orphans.
Good for her.
Right? Yeah. Good for her. 0% orphans. That's all I want with my children is to raise all of them at least. Well, should we do Fuck That?
Yeah.
Okay, so Fuck That is where two things. One thing you love so much you would just lay it down and slow bone it because you love it. And another thing that you hate so much you're like, fuck that. But we like to start with the negative so we can end on a positive.
Yeah.
Georgia, your hair is amazing.
Is it amazing right now?
That's good.
I'll leave it for the photo.
It's so good.
Okay, my Fuck That I hate is wooden chopsticks. Like, don't make me spend all this money on sushi. Why? And then you have wooden chopsticks.
Okay.
Like, so disposable wooden chopsticks.
You don't get a thing from getting to rub them together while you're waiting for your food.
It gives me the chills.
Really?
And it makes me think I'm going to eat a splinter.
Have you ever eaten a splinter?
No.
Do you want to know what happened to my mom once? My mom did not like sushi. She still doesn't because, like a baby boomer, she's afraid of it.
Yeah.
And once she went out to sushi and got, like, teriyaki chicken or something, and there was a piece of glass in it. And she lacerated her mouth.
Oh, my God.
And the woman running the restaurant was so mortified, so apologetic, and so worried of litigation that she promised my mom a big meal with her whole family as an apology. And my mom's like, hot damn diggity dope. My kids love sushi. So my mom took us there.
How old were you?
I was probably like 25.
Oh, my God. How exciting.
And my mom was so excited to have scored us all a free sushi meal by chewing glass to earn it.
I feel like you got to take one for your family, right?
Wow. No, she could have sued him, but instead she got like $100 worth of like, you know, California rolls.
What do you hate, Allie?
One thing I hate so much that I feel helpless and tiny and frustrated is changing my duvet cover.
What the fuck can you do?
Yeah. I have a trick.
What do you, how are you supposed to do it?
I have a trick. I'll show you.
You turn it inside out and then you grab the corners.
It's about corners. I don't do the inside out thing though. Does that work?
Yeah. You turn it inside out and then you grab the, you lay it on top of the duvet and then you grab the corners and then pull it through.
Doesn't it slip around?
No, because you're holding onto the corners of the duvet of the covers too.
Okay. Together. So you can do it alone.
Yes. I'll show you a trick.
Okay. Because I try to do it and I hold the corners and then I climb into it like a whale vagina. And then I'm just punching my way out of it, sweating. And I'm like, you know what? I would rather just have a dirty comforter, which I don't. I don't want a dirty comforter. Yeah. Okay, but I've never heard of turning it inside out.
But you want it, when you hold the corners, you're also holding the corners through the duvet. Of the actual duvet.
Yes. But the inside out is a trick I've never, I climb in there. And then I'm in the fucking thing.
Then you take a nap?
No, I'm struggling. You're sweating.
I've never not sweated. What do you hate, Bonnie?
I have a thing about sponges. I hate sponges. I think they're the most repulsive, disgusting.
They are, though.
Like, I don't, like, every time I touch one, I cringe and feel like I need to wash my hands and, like, cover myself in bleach. I hate them so much. In fact, I really just hate dishes in general. I'm so grateful that someone invented the dishwasher, because in my old house, I didn't have one and the dishes would get so bad. I was in a bad place, okay, in my life. But the dishes would get so bad that I just like would no longer go in my kitchen. I just like abandoned my kitchen and it was disgusting. I ended up just throwing all of the dishes away.
No,
because I can't
deal with it. I would rather scrub a disgusting bathroom than wash dishes, because when you're washing the dish, you're thinking about the food.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You like imagine tasting the food and it's all like moldy and gross and wet and soapy. It's just
the worst is when you don't have a garbage disposal and you have to,
Oh my God.
The little drain with the wet food pieces in it.
It's gross. It's like a stomach. It's like reaching into a stomach. And also, you know how you want to be, you know how people are like, this particular thing is very dirty and you can't touch it. For example, people, recently a friend of mine who's a scientist did a story about how you don't really need toilet seat covers because they don't help you at all.
Yeah. Right.
And you're like, okay, well, is your drain in your kitchen really that dirty? And it really fucking is. It's like they did some studies and like, that's like one of the grossest areas.
Weirdly, and I'm a freak about it, but I would rather, I feel that way about everyone else's dishes, but I can do my dishes fine.
Right.
Really?
You know, like I don't want to touch anyone else's sponge, but my own.
Do you guys ever think it's weird that like we just go into restaurants and put the same fork in our mouth that was in another person's mouth?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Like if you go to the dentist, that shit's been in an autoclave. Yeah. They've used some serious sterilization methods.
True.
But you just go in and you put this fork in. Could have been in someone else's mouth 20 minutes ago.
That's right. That's
how true. Crazy
or like you
is
get a
that?
Glass with lipstick on it.
That like, happens. Oh,
yeah, I feel else. Like you guys are arguing for wooden chopsticks.
Yeah, a little bit.
Disposable chopsticks.
I kind of like the taste of the wood.
I know what you mean.
It's like chewing on it. It's very Japanesey to have the taste of the wood with my sushi. I like it.
Fair.
Yeah.
Let's end on Bonnie's love. What do you love, Allie?
One thing I love. I can't remember if I've talked about this or not before, but have I talked about butter gloss?
No.
Oh, it's this shit. It's so inexpensive, but so richly pigmented. You can get it at like Target or the drugstore, and it's NYX. It's NYX, and they make this butter gloss. I personally love the peach cobbler, and it goes on really orange, and then like a few minutes later, it settles into this really nice color. It stays on forever.
I've seen it on you. It looks really good.
Thank you so much, Georgia.
You're welcome.
It was like $5. I got it in every goddamn color.
You know, they discontinued my CoverGirl lip slick and Daring, which makes me want to cry. It's like $20 on Amazon. They're like selling it at the highest price now.
Oh, no. I, for your birthday last year, tried to get you some. And I didn't know what color it was.
That's so sweet. Daring. I can't find it anywhere.
Birthday's coming up.
That's amazing.
What do you love?
I love, it's kind of an internet crush, but it's Osiris and Riff Rat.
What?
It's an Instagram account. Osiris is this beautiful Dutch shepherd dog. She's like an angel. And Riff Rat is a four-month-old rat. And they are in love with each other. Oh, and they are so sweet and tender.
Friendship.
Oh, my God.
Wait, one is another snack. I'm so confused.
Yeah, but he's a...
Wait, it's licking him.
I know.
Oh, my God. They're best friends.
He's a... What's the kind of dog when he takes care of people when he's like, I'm cool.
Like a service dog.
Like a service dog. Yeah. So he's like really gentle with other animals and things. Oh. So they brought him... This couple is like amazing. They brought him home, this rat home. They like saved it from a snake shop.
Oh,
and now they're best friends. Oh, Osiris and Riff Rat.
Oh, rats only live for years.
Really?
Okay, yeah. That's depressing.
that true?
Yeah, I had a friend whose rat had a prolapsed uterus. And
holy.
She had a $600 surgery to shove it up back
you
up there.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, no. Rats don't live long, but they, you can get another one and put it in its place and not tell your kids. My dad did that with a hamster.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought bacon wasn't mortal.
Did I ever tell you about when we used to have rats as a kid, and one time I came in and I was like 7 or 8 and one of them and was snacking on its baby.
No!
Snacking.
It was like, and I've never been able to like live my life normally again. It had like taken its head off. Like it was
no
like
way.
The top of a fucking, I don't know, what would you do?
Did it look up at you and say, aren't you glad you're going to have one of these?
It's a snack.
That's the worst midnight snack ever. What if we had that rat on the podcast for like midnight snack? I love eating my baby's
head. Yeah. Well, when I go in, yeah, or I, when I go in this dog's mouth and I clean its teeth with my own mouth and I eat the food. Okay. What do you love, Bonnie? Love, love, love.
I don't know. I've been sitting here trying to think about what I love and I'm just kind of.
Oh, my other love was your song, Bombastic.
Yeah. What are, yours can be your new video.
That was my other love was I downloaded your single Bombastic at 12:00 midnight.
I
swear to God.
Spanky.
Booty smack. I screen capped it. I bought your song at 12
midnight.
Thank you.
That's so
awesome.
Thank you so much.
I've had it in my head all day.
It's really fucking catchy.
I'm so happy.
It's just so funny. The video's fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
It's
yeah,
so
we
funny.
Did a little screening at the Rager party last night, and it was so much fun because I've just been stuck in the studio just staring at it quietly with the director editing it, and to have it in front of a group of people and everyone's laughing and cheering and like reacting to the moments I hoped they would, you know? That's
so
like the
funny.
Best feeling
That's
in the world.
Amazing.
It's the best.
Well, why don't you tell everyone where they can find it and where to look for you and where to do things?
You can buy it on iTunes. You can pre-order the EP. It comes out on June 30th, but you can go ahead and get that now.
Yay.
And you can see the video on Vivo or YouTube. Just Bombastic.
And it's so McKee, fun. Bonnie, McKee.
Right.
And then you're on iTunes and
And Twitter and Instagram. Twitter. And it's just my name, just at Bonnie McKee. So come
Yay.
Say hi.
Come say hi to Bonnie.
Thank you so much for this. Is
I
so
know, it's
awesome.
So
you're a dream
Thank
guest.
You.
We're Thanks such for having
fan
me.
Girl.
Yeah. We're Allie and Georgie. You can find us all over the place. Listen to more episodes and like us and share it with your friends and the stuff.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Rate it. If you leave a review, we totally read them.
We do. She sounds sarcastic, but she's not.
No, we actually do totally read them.
And go to Feral Audio and listen to other cool podcasts.
Yeah, you can totally do that.
You should do that.
You should do that.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Go eat a s'more.
Go eat a s'more.
Woo.
Thank you.